we are very concerned that people are not paying as much attention as they need to the growing problem of rail efficiency. They want to dismiss it as, well, last winter and spring, that was because of the polar vortex. And the rail companies will recover, and everything's going to be just fine. Well, no. The rail system didn't collapse last winter because of a snowdrift in North Dakota. I'm sorry. It was because of a 400% increase in oil shipments from the Bakkens. And that has not gone away. In fact, it's only increased. I am very concerned that this winter and next spring could be even worse than last year, because the demand for rail cars and engines and personnel to move highly volatile crude oil from North Dakota has only increased from last year. And I think winter's going to come again as well. We might have another snowdrift in North Dakota. And this comes at a time when our nation needs the efficient transport of clean-burning ethanol. It comes at a time when farmers are harvesting the single largest corn crop in history, and they're going to have to move that crop around, perhaps to export markets, so they'll have to be shipping it to Seattle. Well, that's using those Northern Plain lines. And if the response from the railroads is going to be, oh, I'm sorry, we can't pick up your grain because of a snowdrift, when the fact of the matter is they're prioritizing shipping that crude oil instead of getting an engine to pick up grain in North Dakota, that's wrong. And you know, I think it's great that we're producing more domestic energy. And I'm flattered that the oil industry has seen how efficiently the ethanol industry moved our product by creating a virtual pipeline through the efficient use of the rails. But I think it is dead wrong for the railroads to be building this new market on, you know, at the expense of existing users, existing customers. You know, typically when you find yourselves in a hole, and I think the rail service that ethanol, grain, coal, other commodities received last year, it was obviously a hole. When you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. And maybe we ought to try to figure out a way to have some transparency so that we can see, you know, everybody can see that the railroads are continuing to take on, you know, new business from highly volatile crude oil at the expense of existing business. And you know, hopefully we can avoid this. But right now I'm very troubled. I'm very concerned that next year might be worse than last.